Welcome back to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you feel like your child is learning language, but you're not sure if they're comprehending it? The language learning is a two-step process, at least, and listening and comprehending are two different skills that you approach in different ways. So today we're going to talk about strategies about how to help your child boost their comprehension of language. Grab a pen and paper, fill up that coffee some more, and let's get started. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. Did you know that I have a free community of women just like you? Busy moms who want to help their kids learn language faster while still getting all of the things done in the house each day. In the community, we share strategies to help our kids learn language faster and lean on each other for encouragement and support in this up and down journey of hearing loss with your kids. If you haven't found your community yet, then welcome home, Mama. Come join us at facebook.com/group/raisingdeafkids. So I hear this a lot from parents, the sentence, "My child repeats the words I say, but I don't know if they understand it." And you may or may not be right. Okay. This is so common. Like I said, I hear this from a lot of parents that, the kids are doing the work, but the parents don't know if the kids are actually understanding like what they're saying and what they're doing. And that's so frustrating. Right, because you're putting in the work. If you listen to the podcast episode before this, you're doing the 113 method, they're repeating, but you're just not sure if they actually understand what they're repeating, if they're comprehending what they're repeating. And this is so common. And that's why when you're in speech therapy with your child, your speech therapist works on either listening or hearing, and then works in different ways on the actual comprehension of the words. Okay. And that's because listening or hearing and comprehending are actually two different skills, and you need both of those to effectively speak and communicate in a language. But they're two skills that are built a little bit differently. And I remember this being a struggle at the beginning with my kids. And honestly, it still is sometimes. They know the word that I'm saying, but like when I ask them a question, sometimes I don't always know what to say back or how to answer my question. My 8-year-old still kind of does this, and I'll have to repeat the question still or give him an example because I don't think he knows the words, but I think he's comprehending what they are actually meaning sometimes. And he'll usually like just not say anything back to me, or he will answer with yeah when, the question was like, "What are you doing today?" And he'll answer with yeah. And that usually clues me in that he didn't comprehend what I was saying. Okay. And I want you to think about this in like if you were learning a new language right now. So if you're learning a new language, let's just say Spanish, because I used to be a Spanish teacher, and I gave you a word in Spanish and you could repeat it. You can say the word, but could you use it in a sentence? Could you understand it in a sentence if I used it and know what to say back to me? Okay, that's comprehension. You could say the word, you could repeat it, that's listening. But you don't actually like know what it means or know its context or know how to actually use that word in any sort of communication. That's comprehension, and they're two different skills. So what I want to do today with you is I want to teach you how to kind of increase your child's comprehension of the language that you are teaching them. Okay, so we're going to start with number one. I want you to use a visual when as much as possible when you are talking to your child in or point if you're giving them a direction. And this is the very beginning of comprehension. Okay. And what this does is it gives your child a connection to the word and helps them understand what the word means. Okay. It gives them context for the word and says, oh, this word actually means an action or it means an object. Like it means something. It's not just like saying something for no reason. Okay. And the reality is a language is useless if it's not in a context. Okay. And if you don't know how to use it to actually communicate and put it in a sentence with other words, then you don't know language. Okay. And so using a visual or pointing, if you're giving them a direction, pointing to what you want them to do, pointing to where you want them to go, or pointing to the object gives them the context or the direction to go in. And you know, this works really well with younger kids who are learning language and starting out learning language because this is kind of like a foundational part of learning a language. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, my 5-year-old, when he was younger, before he really knew much language, I would ask him to go get his shoes. So I would tell him, go get your shoes. And at the same time I was saying shoes, I would do the ASL sign for shoes. And then I would point to his shoes. So I would say, go get your shoes, ASL sign, and point. And then he would go get them. So then he was able to make the connection that the word shoe and or the sign for shoe meant that object over there. And then eventually, as he learned the word and learned that it actually had a meaning, I was able to phase out the pointing. Now, when I say, hey, go get your shoes, and I still do the ASL sign. So go get your shoes. Plus ASL sign. I don't have to point anymore. He goes right to his shoes and goes and puts them on. Okay, because he knows that they have a meaning. But at the beginning of the language learning, when your child is first learning a language using a visual or pointing to something or pointing to the direction or pointing to what you want them to do helps them make that connection faster that the words actually mean something. So, point number two. I want you to give them two options if they're stuck on answering a question. And this works for actually a little for all age kids, and it's really great for a little bit older kids that have a little bit of language and you are working on kind of increasing their language and deepening their language. You're getting them to say longer sentences and more complex sentences and helping them express more like complex thoughts. Okay. So sometimes your child gets stuck. And they hear the words and they don't know what you're asking as much, and or they don't know what type of answer, what answer you're looking for, or like how to answer the question. Maybe they understand the question, but they don't know how to answer it. Okay. So giving them two options helps them to start thinking through what type of answer would make sense in this situation. And they can almost kind of reverse engineer the comprehension of the sentence when you give them two options. Okay, you want to give them an option that is obvious, the obvious answer, and you want to give them an option that is obviously not the answer. Okay, because the point is we're trying to help them, we're not trying to get them stuck even more. Okay, so you want to give them two opposites, something that's obviously not what's happening right now, and something that is happening right now. Okay. Now, just what I said, they often need a few examples of how to answer a question. You know, so I will give you an example, you know, with my 8-year-old, you know, you see like a bird flying in the sky, and I'll ask him, hey, buddy, what is the bird doing? And sometimes he'll just say, yeah. That means he doesn't know how to answer the question if he just answers back, yeah, because that's obviously not the right answer. That's not an answer at all. So I would say, hey, buddy, what are the birds doing? And he would just say, yeah. And I would say, are the birds flying or walking? And he would say, oh, the birds are flying. And so I gave him, when he was stuck and didn't know how to answer, I gave him two examples. I gave him one that was obvious that he would know that birds fly, and obvious that it's not flying, that it's not walking. Okay, something obvious that it's not doing. So it can make the answer obvious to him. And I, like I said, my 8-year-old, I still do this with him all the time because language learning, takes a while sometimes, and maybe even longer with our kids who do have hearing loss. But giving them those two options kind of helps them with the comprehension and helps them once again like put context and meaning to the sentence and gives them an example of how you want that question answered or how would be appropriate to answer that question. So point number three, I want you to give your child a direction without a visual to test their comprehension of the actual language. Okay, so if you ask them a question without pointing or without giving them the visual, this tests to see if they actually understood the language of what you're saying. But why do we want to do this? Well, after a few times of, what we did in point number one was pairing the word with a visual or pairing the word with like, pointing where you want them to go. After a while, your child should have made that connection. So what you want to start doing, like I did with my 5-year-old in the example earlier, is that you need to start phasing out every once in a while the direction or the visual to see if they are actually learning the comprehension of the word and they're not just relying on the pointing to tell them what to do. Does that make sense? So just like the example I had earlier of my 5-year-old, when we were teaching him the word shoe, for a while I would say, "Hey, go get your shoes." I would do the ASL sign for shoe. I would say the word shoe and I would point to the shoe at the same time. And after a couple of weeks of doing this, I phased out the pointing. And I just said, "Hey, buddy, go get your shoe," and did the ASL sign for shoe as well. And he went and got the shoe. Okay, so that told without the pointing. So that told me, okay, he does actually understand this word. Okay, if you try this and your child doesn't respond in an appropriate way or doesn't go get the right thing, then you just need a little bit more intentional practice. And they were not quite picking up on the actual meaning, and they were relying on your pointing to actually like learn this. Okay. And so that's really the true test of their comprehension is if they can understand the language or the sign. If you're doing ASL signs, they can understand the meaning of the sign without you having to point them or give them an extra visual. And if not, you just need more practice. So the main thing here really is to give your kids a lot of grace. But comprehending is a separate skill from hearing slash listening and is arguably a more difficult skill and takes a little bit more time to learn with kids. Okay, and I can give you an example. For example, when I was learning Spanish for the first time when I was in high school and college, I actually learned what I wanted to say really quickly. So I could say, most anything really that I wanted to say in Spanish. But as soon as someone started talking to me, I did not comprehend at all. Right. So I could put together full sentences. I knew what I was saying. I was saying it grammatically correctly, but I couldn't. It took me a really long time and actually like living in a Spanish-speaking country for a year to become completely immersed in it for me to start comprehending other people. And because everyone has different accents, they put emphasis on different words. They say words in different ways or don't say words. And that's the same thing with your child. You talk differently than like their teacher talks differently. Grandparents talk differently. Everyone has a slightly different accent. Everyone says stuff in slightly different ways. And your child is having to accommodate for all these different accents and all these different ways that everybody is saying it. So all that is to say is that I know firsthand that even if your child can say what they want to say, you still need to work on comprehending what you say because language is not a language if you can't communicate back and forth with someone, right? And so, with these targeted strategies that we just talked about today, You should start seeing some comprehension increase a bit more rapidly with your child. And when you book a coaching session with me, we can work on some of these comprehension skills if you want to. We can come up with a plan if you're concerned that your child isn't, think is comprehending what you're saying. We can come up with, a more in-depth like practice plan for you and your child so that we can get that comprehension increasing and get that kind of like back and forth, language communication going for you guys. So to book a coaching call, go to raisingdeafkids.com/coaching. That's also in the show notes. And I will be happy to help you come up with a plan for comprehension for your child. And I hope this episode today calmed your soul. As parents, we want the absolute best for our kids, but unfortunately, kids do not come with a handbook, wish they did. So I want you to know that simply by being here and listening, you're doing a great job as a mom or a parent because you are learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. And I am so proud of your efforts. I'm so glad you're here. And I will see you next week on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.